So what I wanted to talk about was this partnership at Colorado State we developed with the City of Fort Collins and basically CSU Extension, our department in the City of Fort Collins. And it's something called NoCo Bloom. You've got a copy of the publication there. And what was the reason for this? Well, in 2015, I went to a meeting with our city paper, the Coloradan, Fort Collins newspaper, and they'd always had a garden section, and they decided that fall that they were going to discontinue the garden section because they said there was no interest, people aren't interested in gardening anymore, it was taking up valuable space that they could use for other things in the paper. And they based this on the number of hits they were getting online to their online part of the newspaper. And that garden section was a valuable place for our Master Gardener program. We have a very large and active one in the state publish articles and write and kind of release their creative juices. So, the City of Fort Collins, we've got a botanical garden of sorts called the Gardens on Spring Creek. Their staff also wrote for the garden section. So all of a sudden we've lost this place to get gardening information out to the citizens of the city and to northern Colorado. So we got together just to talk about what could we do to provide another place to put this information out. And of course Extension does that, but we wanted to have kind of a more popular way of doing it. So we met in the fall of 15 and decided on a trial basis, and it very adventurously launched this publication, and we came up with a bunch of names, and we decided a NoCo stands for Northern Colorado, NoCo Bloom, we decided to ask all these entities for money. And so, in other words, ask my department head, and then ask for Cooperative Extension, and then the City of Fort Collins for startup funding to kind of launch this, with the hope, and our plan at that time was over the next couple of years, is to generate enough interest from advertisers to start paying for it on its own. So we did that. We launched our very first one in the spring of 2016, again with the help of funding from my department. It was the first time ever, I reminded my department head of this, that I'd never gone to the department head in my entire career, 28 years, and asked for money. Because I'm a turf person, and it's pretty easy to come by money in the turf area. So I said, this is the first time I've ever asked you for anything. And made him feel guilty, and so he gave me $4,000. So that's what launched it, and it's been a very nice partnership. We kind of started out with four issues, kind of a late spring, early spring, kind of covering the gardening part of the year. Okay, in our first year, we printed 40,000 of these, and you can see the numbers there. So we were actually $500 in the black after our $4,000 from each agency. So we did, our budgeting was really good. We had a lot of volunteer activity involved here. So the Gardens of Spring Creek city staff, they did all the organizing. We had one gal there who was just super organized, does everything in spreadsheets, and was great at reminding us of our due dates for our articles, which were about 2 months ahead of time. Because then we had someone, an artist, a graphic person, who basically designed water bills for the city. She saw this as a great way to be way more creative with her talents, and she just loves doing the layout for this and does it as part of a regular job. The city gives her time to do this. So that graphic design part of it, we didn't have to pay anything for it. But it was just a matter of asking. And so that's one of my take-home lessons here is just ask people, and you'd be surprised at what they'll give you. That was the first year. How did we distribute this? Ironically, it was through the Coloradan. So we put this as an insert in the newspaper, and they do that for free, which is just stupid of them. But here's the thing, is it makes them look good, and it's astounding to us how many people think that is something that the Coloradan does, and that's the, kind of the annoying part, is that they think it's still the newspaper doing this when really it's CSU and Extension and the gardens on Spring Creek. But then we expanded to two other northern Colorado newspapers, cities that are a little, they're very close to Fort Collins, Loveland, and Windsor. And then we had our master gardeners take these all over the place to libraries and schools and just about any garden centers, and they would put hard copies in those places too. So, and then of course it was on our website, Extension website, and then the City of Fort Collins website as well. Our second year, just this last year, we expanded our number of prints. We found a more efficient way of doing it and better quality, so actually our per print, our per unit cost actually decreased a little bit, but we put another 10,000 extra out there. Still doing all the design. The person that's doing it still loves doing it. It's like her favorite part of her job, she says. But in the second year, all of our costs are supported by advertisers. Our local horticultural industry was so enthralled by this that they're literally fighting to be advertisers. And we intentionally want to keep it very advertising light. We want it mostly horticultural content, so we've been very selective and fairly pricey. But ironically, our cost for advertising is less than the Coloradan, so people are leaving the Coloradan, companies are leaving the Coloradan to become our advertisers. So that's kind of our we're getting back the Coloradan for dropping the garden section a little bit by costing them advertisers. Which they're so clueless they didn't even realize this. The content comes from our master gardeners. We get a lot of very talented writers. Got a number of PhDs. We've got a former breeder from Jackson Perkins who developed most of the roses over the last 30 years. We've got some very talented master gardeners that we have write for this, and they love writing. And then I have a column on lawns and turf that I do each of the sections. And then our local horticulture agent in Larimer County, she has an article every issue as well. And then the city staff, water conservation people, the folks at this botanic gardens, they also contribute articles to this. So it's all research-based. The thing we like about this is that we're in a way, not that we want to be controlling, but we're controlling the content as compared to a lot of stuff that was going into the Coloradan. In fact, the Coloradan was not publishing stuff that our master gardeners or we were writing, and instead getting stuff, you know, kind of at the, you know, this the stuff that applied to New Jersey gardeners, and we'd see these articles pop up, and it's like, this makes no sense for Northern Colorado. It's just stuff about plants and, you know, how to water a garden in New Jersey. It makes no sense in Northern Colorado. So, and this was an example. I don't know if you could read this, but this was the one that really set a bunch of us off. Was this fellow that was, I could never figure out what he was talking about, but something about how minerals are unlocking the potential of our coded DNA, impacting our health, vitality, and our metaconsciousness, whatever metaconsciousness is. But those are the kind of articles that were going in the newspaper and had nothing to do with horticulture. But also, we can be more creative with the design, we can be more attractive, we thought, and I think if you look at that, it's just visually more attractive than a newspaper. So, and then we can limit and be selective with our advertising. So who benefits? The gardeners, the gardening public in northern Colorado. And it's fulfilling the mission of Extension to spread science-based horticultural information. The other thing it does is it's actually marketing our Master Gardener program. So we've seen an uptick in the number of people who want to become Master Gardeners because they read this and they see Master Gardeners writing this. So we're getting more and more Master Gardeners in our program, who then become volunteers for CSU Extension, so it really helps with our mission there. And then the membership in the Fort Collins, the garden has increased, they think, as a result of this. So it's been kind of a win-win-win for everyone. And it's also strengthened our relationship between our the three entities. We already work very closely together, but it strengthened that relationship too, and gives the master gardeners a place to display their writing skills. And then finally, it's a way for us to really get out information about opportunities for the public to come to the gardens, to CSU, all these learning opportunities. So we have a couple of master gardeners that develop a calendar for every issue so that people can pick and choose those educational opportunities they like to attend. So some lessons that we had, just I would encourage people, find an opportunity and just dream big. You know, we weren't sure if this was going to work. It was a pretty big undertaking, actually, for three people to start out with anyway. But just finding people that had this similar interest, and then we just asked, "Ooh, can you do the layout?" And this woman said, "Oh, man, I'd love to. This is just the greatest idea." And asking my department head for funding and asking Extension for funding, and they just said, yeah, let's give this a try. So you got to find somebody who's really organized and can just really push those deadlines, and we've got that person. She's continuing to do that, and just keeping those deadlines so that, you know, you're not lagging, and people come to expect this at certain times, even just in its short lifetime. People, they send us emails, when's the next one coming out, and that type of thing. So the only other thing is that we said we're going to make our logos bigger next year, so people know it's not the Coloradan doing this, but it's CSU and the gardens on Spring Creek. So if you're interested in seeing all the back issues, not that it might help, well, some of it's kind of universal gardening information, but it is pretty much oriented to northern Colorado and the Front Range of Colorado. But if you have any questions on how to maybe start something up like this, feel free to give me a call or a text or an email, and I'd be happy to do so. So any questions anyone have? We just got a local printer that this gal at the city found, and the first year it was pretty good quality, and then it was mainly the paper that was printed on. So she found a printer that was using even better quality paper, and she knows all about the paper stuff, and I don't know. Photography, the gal at the city, at the Botanic Gardens, is an excellent photographer. And so what she does is she sends like four photos for the cover every time, and we vote on them as a committee. And she says, which ones do you like? And we kind of vote, and then we get it down to two, and go back and forth. And I mean, they're all excellent. But we try to kind of do a theme for every one of them, and it's kind of a seasonal theme. And so the articles, the photos, and all that kind of stuff. So some of the photos come from the people that write the articles. Master gardeners are very good at taking photos. So, and then some of them are from the internet, but she makes sure everything's legal, and she gets permissions from people that if she does use a photo that she has to get permission for. Yeah, Troy.
I see a swoosh on this logo.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got permission to use the swoosh because that was in September. Now, I don't have my. It goes in the Friday paper.
Okay, I just
see
Wednesday, Sunday, that's why.
Oh, see. Well, you can see it online. Yeah, so it goes in the Friday paper. It's the first Friday of the month that it's published in. Yep.
I like the fertilizer dog article.
The fertilizer dog article? Yeah. Yeah, that's a common question I get. So yeah, what spurs my article is some question I get from somebody that week, about. So that was what it did. It was an email. Yeah. Any other questions? Well, thanks for staying, folks. Yeah. And Troy's buying, he told me. Downstairs. Since he's an administrator now. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell anyone that. Okay.
Well, that's it. Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah.
Everybody follow Troy out of here.
Yeah.